USA Radio News.
President Trump applauded Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's decision to cancel most of the Senate's August recess. McConnell blamed the Democrats for obstruction and delaying the Senate's agenda. Also today on Capitol Hill, U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan says President Trump should not consider pardoning himself. USA Radio Network's Washington correspondent Chris Barnes has more.
Reporters were pressing the Republican House Speaker about the president's claim this week that he has the absolute authority to pardon himself.
Obviously, the answer is he shouldn't, and no one is above the law.
After making that statement, Ryan did not take follow-up questions. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The attorney for former FBI Director Andrew McCabe told Senator Chuck Grassley that his client is eager to testify before a Senate Judiciary Committee, although it should be worth noting that McCabe said the only way he would testify is if he gets immunity or he would be pleading the Fifth. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Gavin Newsom and John Cox will face off this fall in California's governor's race. Cox believes things have to change in California.
We need to get back to reality. The Democrats have made this the highest tax state in the country. And Gavin Newsom has made a promise to the people of California. He's going to double the state income tax. He's going to raise property taxes. And he's going to defend the gas tax, which has pushed the price of gasoline over $4 a gallon, way more than our neighboring states.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are continuing to fight for money to fund a border wall. Congressman Louis Gohmert says enough is enough.
We have got to get the wall built and secure the border. This is nuts. I mean, Stuart, I was thinking, you know, when a homeowner has a swimming pool and you don't put a wall or a fence around it and somebody comes in and drowns, the homeowner gets sued. I mean,
that audio courtesy of Fox Business. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump invited the Philadelphia Eagles to the White House to celebrate their 2018 Super Bowl win over the New England Patriots. According to the White House, the Eagles tried to change plans, and ultimately the president disinvited them to the White House. Today, the head coach of the Eagles, Doug Peterson, spoke to the media for the first time since this all happened.
We did something last season that was very special. It's a milestone here in the city of Philadelphia, our organization, and I was looking forward to going down and being recognized as world champions. And, it is what it is. What you've seen and what you've heard is enough. And I'm not discussing. I'm not going to stand here and discuss it because we got two OTA practices. I got a mandatory camp next week, and I'm focused on that.
Meanwhile, former Super Bowl champion Burgess Owens said good for President Trump.
I think what you're seeing is leadership, number one. These young men are beginning to see the expectations that should be had from all our young people, black and white. That is, it's called respect. If you don't respect the office, you don't respect the White House, feel this is the time to demonstrate, stay home. At the end of the day, these young men are the next couple years, next 5 to 10 years, and they realize what they've missed out on is they see that they're missing out on it and not the rest of us who really love our country and love the flag, and we like to make sure we respect it.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. And finally, back on this date, in 1944, D-Day took place, which is the day that the Allied powers crossed the English Channel and landed on the beaches of Normandy. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.